This episode of the One Shot Podcast, sponsored by TryHavocEnergy.com. Make sure you guys head on over to TryHavocEnergy.com. Use code CBB25. Get your 25% off your order. Go on, head on over to TryHavocEnergy.com. What's going on, everybody? It's your host with the most, Mr. Ranks HTX. I'm here once again with another episode of the One Shot Podcast. I'm not messing up these intros, which is a great sign because I'm doing a lot more. So I usually fumble my intros. I'm fumbling a lot less, which is great. We'll pat on back for myself. But for today, y'all don't give a damn about me. We have a special guest today. All right, we got a special guest today. I'm going to say his full name. I may not say his full name, but I'm going to say his full name because I got to know exactly who I'm talking to today. My boy, super, very cool guy. My guy, how we doing today, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. He got the he got the cat sitting outside the window contemplating life. He chilling, you know what I'm saying? He vibing, you know what I'm saying? He in his own world, you know what I'm saying? It's great vibes all around, you feel what I'm saying? So, I do want to ask, you know what I'm saying? It is somewhat of a rather long name, all right? But I want to ask, all right? Because we all got a slight backstory for everybody's name. Some people, they made their names in like 5 seconds. My name was made in 5 seconds. But in your case, how do we settle with the name? How do we settle with the name, with the handle?
So there's this guy on Twitch. This is like years ago. He hated me.
Okay.
So I was drunk. Like, I was drunk one night with my boys, and I was like, you know, we were just like messing around. So I changed my name on Twitch to Super Very Cool Guy. And I followed him, so he would have to call me Super Very Cool Guy. It was like really funny in the moment, but like, and then literally, Twitch was like, "Oh, your name is locked for 3 months or 6 months." I don't remember the exact time frame because this is like years ago. But it was like, mm-hmm. You know, they locked my name for a certain amount of time, and I was like, "Oh crap, okay." And then literally, a week after that, my very first video on TikTok went viral. With like a million views under wow. Super Very Cool Guy. So at Step that point, money. I just became, yeah, at that point, I was like, well, I can't go back to what I was. And now I have possibly one of the dumbest names ever. So,
you know what I'm saying? It's a memorable name. You know what I'm saying? They can't forget the name.
Yeah.
I do got to ask, do you remember what your name was like right before you made that change?
Oh man, so it was Kid Counter actually, because I was on a esports org called The Kids.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it was like a little like it wasn't even an esports org. It was like a group of guys that, and I my name was Kid Counter for like 15 years.
Wow. Okay.
So it was a little gaming team, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Because usually I know with like team stuff like that, they usually have like their name, but then there's like that slight prefix that they add to every single person's name.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. So the main thing that brought me to my boy Super, right? Because I think we first started talking through Twitter. I remember because I don't know how, but it was a post you made. It showed up on my For You page. I may even be able to find it right quick. I might be able to. I actually will find it real quick. So I'm scrolling on my TikTok, you know what I'm saying? Just on my For You page, you know what I'm saying? And then I saw a post that you made, and it was related to the fact you took a new position with TikTok. And I was like, I was like, okay. So actually, let me find it real quick, because I don't want to be wrong. Here we go. So it said, I took up a job with TikTok agency a little while ago, and I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I saw a TikTok logo behind him. You know what I'm saying? He got the name tag. So I'm like, all right, TikTok agency. He got some insight, and I remember I asked him a question. It was regarding the, I think it was whether they're handing out like stream keys for OBS,
yeah,
in order to stream to TikTok. But I remember you had said they're kind of like tricky, you know what I'm saying? They're somewhat reluctant to do that, which makes sense because I remember you told me to try out the TikTok Live Studio, and I did try it, and I'm not gonna lie to you, it's slightly better than streaming through OBS. Slightly better. And the reason why I say it is because if somebody follows you, a sound always goes off. If somebody drops a live, sound always goes off. And I'm like, that won't be integrated within OBS. And also, I can't exactly see my chat through OBS either. So, realistically, the only benefit you really have through streaming OBS is to OBS. That's practically the only advantage you get. But, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I know is from that time period. So, I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive into it, because currently the agency you work with is Bang Productions. So with Bang Productions, what would you say your current responsibilities look like with that TikTok agency at the moment?
Yeah, so right now I manage the entire agency, the Bank Productions TikTok Live agency. So that means I do a little bit of recruiting, but I mainly deal with brand deals for our creators. I deal with developing our creators on the TikTok side of things. So, you know, taking our larger creators, helping them basically go to the next level. On TikTok Live, there's like, you know, I'm a gamer. Mm-hmm. So on TikTok Live, there's different styles of content that's outside of gaming. There's like the battling, where the two guys, you know, hey, donate, you know, give me more coin, or, you know, however it is, you know, oh, you dropped a lion, thank you. And it's like $200, you know, and they just battle. Whoever basically gets more money donated wins. Then there's the live shows where people like, you know, we have a few creators like Burn Beauty 2018, who's a burn survivor victim who now does like beauty cosmetics and stuff. And she's one of the largest creators on TikTok now. Nice. So basically, yeah. So basically I work with TikTok hand in hand. We're directly partnered with TikTok. So I work with TikTok staff members in giving our creators opportunities. And just, you know, just this last weekend we had Burn Beauty. She went out and did a project with TikTok directly at their TikTok corporate office in LA. They flew her out. They did some work with her.
Nice.
Yeah, so I do that. I help creators get unbanned, get live streaming on the platform. Like, you know, on TikTok it has, you know, certain levels to be able to live stream, 1,000 followers to go live, 3,000 followers to use the live studio. I can, you know, if you join an agency, I can get that working at any point in time. So yeah, just basically, you know, getting people streaming on TikTok, developing them, and just doing a lot of different like little random things for them.
Gotcha. I like the last point that you mentioned, where you had said that there's a case where, let's say, they don't meet those metrics for like their follower counts, so to speak. So in the case where you can almost bypass that process, would you say that you would grant that based off of a certain creator? Like, you're not just handing that out to anybody. Like, let's say, for example, you see a creator and you're like, this creator has great potential. They have the opportunity. Let's say they just started and their numbers are growing, but they're just not at that point. And you think, hey, maybe adding this to your arsenal will take it to that next level. Would that be the case where you sort of bypass that process for a creator?
So when I made that post, I had over 200 DMs.
Mm.
So I had a lot of DMs. So I went through and basically I went and I watched every stream for a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, because you can kind of get a pretty good judge on a person's character based off a couple minutes of their live stream. You can't tell their entire life story, obviously, but you can kind of tell like, oh, is this guy like an angry guy? You know, is he more of like a competitive gamer? You can kind of tell just on how their body language and how they speak, you know. For my career job, I used to work in the federal field. So that was kind of like, you know, that was kind of my job there, was to kind of like read those social cues and body cues and stuff. So you can kind of like basically join somebody's live for a couple minutes and kind of get a very good consensus on how they are. So basically what I did is, out of everyone that DM'd me, I would go to their live streams and I would go and check them out for a couple minutes here and there. And then if I felt like, okay, this guy is not going to join the platform and be super toxic, I invited him in, because I think that everyone should be streaming on TikTok. I think that TikTok is the largest platform in the world right now. And I think that if you're not taking advantage of it, you're just at a loss. Yeah. And there's people that can't take advantage of it because they're not at a certain criteria. So I've helped, as of right now, from that one post, 106 people get live access and streaming.
My man's out here changing lives, man. You know what I'm saying? He out here changing lives, putting people up where they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So for one, hey, the community appreciates people like you. I just want to say that right quick. The community appreciates people like that. I did want to say, it's actually funny, this is completely off topic, but I felt like I had to say this. Because you had to say you worked in the federal field, and you say you're sort of used to judging my people's body language and their character, I would say like within like a short period of interaction, or just off of certain signals and cues, you're able to tell who they are as a person. Not the full story, but a decent amount. It's kind of funny because my boy Super, he met Saucy beforehand, and me and Saucy were, spoiler alert, we're doing like a walkthrough series for L.A. Noire. It's kind of funny because by the way, question, have you played L.A. Noire before?
No.
Okay. So basically, long story short, L.A. Noire, you're a detective, right? And you sort of solve crimes. And one of the things you do is you ask, like you sort of question people, ask them. Sometimes it's questioning somebody on the street, or maybe you arrest them and then you interrogate them in like an interrogation room. But either way, you gotta like look at the signals and cues to see like, is he lying? Or he'll say something and then he'll be like, he'll say something and he'll look dead at you like, Yes, I was at my house 12 a.m. and look dead at you. No expression or anything, but at times they'll be like, I was at home taking a shower. Yeah, and then when you're looking around left and right, you're like, this guy is lying his ass off. so that it's kind of fun because I kind of made that like connection. I'm like, he was one of those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a guy, he walks in a room, fixes his tie, slams him on the table. he like, you're guilty. And it's just, so I was asking him a question, he was like, you know what I'm saying? They were like, but I didn't do it. And he's like, well, I proved to me that you're not guilty. So then you start seeing off those signal cues. If you don't mind me asking, without going too far in detail, because I know anything federal, they don't let you go too deep into it and what you did. But what position did you take on within sort of working for the government, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, no. So I ran the immigration camps for Border Patrol, and I was a lieutenant for Border Patrol for almost 5 years.
Nice. Okay. How do we get started with that?
Luck. So I worked in North Dakota. They had a position open up down here. I transferred down here, and they were doing essentially like a hiring event for it. So I went to the hiring event, and one of the qualifications on the application that they sent in the email, it was like, hey, you know, when we're doing this hiring event, to pay for one of the things, you have to bring exact change. So it was like $19.37. And there was like 60 other agents in the room with me getting hired at the same time. And so what happened was all of them brought in like checks or cashier's checks. And I brought in the exact change. I was the only person out of all the other agents that brought in the exact change.
No way.
So like, yes, I brought out my wallet and like I pulled out my wallet and all like the change fell out and I was picking it up and the guy was like, you brought the exact change. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, out of this whole room, you're the only person. So he made me he put me as a lieutenant for the project. So I worked in Texas, California, and Arizona for starting those immigration camps, getting them up and running, hiring for them. And yeah. It was fun. It was a fun couple years.
Isn't it crazy how people just can't follow instructions? Isn't it crazy? Some people just can't follow instructions, bro.
Dude, it was weird because I was sitting there and everyone was going up with the paper and I was like, man, no one's bringing out their change. Like, I felt like I did it wrong, dude. I was like, man. And it was an awkward amount of change. It was like 39 cents. Like, you know, it was like a quarter. You know, it was a couple pieces of change, you know, so you could tell. And everyone was walking up to this little desk and doing it. And I was just like, dang, man, like, I messed up. Mm-hmm. And no, dude, I was the only one who didn't mess up, actually, so.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because it's kind of feels weird in that instance, like, everyone's doing something that you're not doing, and you're like, I fucked up. You're just like, oh, I messed up, I'm chalked, I'm done. But then you go up, and you're like, I'm the only guy that did it right? You're like, the only guy that got hired out of there. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? That is lit. So, from that career path to what we have now, what sort of made you make that transition, or what events occurred to make you appeal towards the path of working with creators? I know you have your own brand as well. So what sort of made you, I guess, partake in that switch?
Because I've been streaming now for like 8 years. And I was somewhat, when TikTok came out about four or five years ago, whenever it came out, I'm not really sure the timeline. I blew up on TikTok. I got like 100,000 followers. And that in turn blew my Twitch up.
Nice.
So I was averaging, you know, 60, 70, 80. I think at one point I got up to averaging for a couple of months, like right around 100 viewers. Oof. And it was great. You know, the income was great. I was making, you know, $2,500 a month, you know, from gaming.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then through gaming, what happened is I met some people, you know. I met, you know, the main one who's become like a very good friend of mine is Fredo Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I started gaming every single day together. Every day, dude. He'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, let's play. But we got to the point, dude, we're playing like 12 hours a day, like every day, almost every freaking day.
Right.
And
we'll get me our plan real quick. Warzone. I'm telling y'all, man, like Warzone 1 was just, there was something in that, man. There was something in that game, bro.
It was, dude, we used to run customs with Fredo Bang, the Migos, Meek Mill, Lil Durk. They used to have like this big thing, and me and Fredo would host them. Mm. So we would host them, and everyone would join. And it was like, you know, we call like the rapper customs, and it was like all the rappers, you know, and it was like all these guys, dude, like, and then the Migos play, you know, all these guys, and it was awesome, dude. It was a cool time. And we would literally click start the lobby, dude, and they would have 150 people within like 20 seconds. It was like everyone's going up, boom.
Fire, bro. Everyone's like,
it was cool, man. It was awesome, dude. It was really, really cool.
Nice. Hey, quick question. Who actually be shooting shit on Call of Duty out of the rappers you play with?
Dude? Okay, listen. None of them, dude. Okay, they're all...
It's crazy. Hey, yo, you did not hold back on that one. I appreciate you not holding back on that one. Okay.
Now, listen, towards the end, though, because we were playing a lot, we'd host custom lobbies. And what happened is when we'd host custom lobbies, Fredo would stream. Mm. Then we'd have 30 people land on us. And everyone's like, we're not. And then everyone would be like, we're not stream sniping. Like, motherfucker, we landed at a little shack in the middle of nowhere. You mean all 30 of you were going to land there? That's crazy, bro.
Stream snipers, man.
So towards the end, Fredo was actually getting decent. Like, he was actually getting not terrible at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warzone 2 came out and sucked, and we just quit playing.
L Warzone 2, man. So, I know you mentioned this to me off stream, or off outside of the recording of the podcast. I don't know why I said off stream, but you also mentioned that in terms of, like, running, Fredo Bang also had a gaming channel, and you have to run that as well. You want to go into a little bit of that as well?
Yeah, so Fredo Bang started a gaming channel when he switched over to streaming GTA.
GTRP. So,
yeah. So we started it, and when it very first started, he was streaming on T Grizzly's server, which is like one of the largest servers, Grizzly World. And he had his own gang, and it was doing amazingly. We were doing 4 or 5 million views a month for the first 3, 4, 5 months, and then he kind of stopped streaming, so a lot of the content became recycled because he wasn't putting out any new content.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel kind of died, so we ended up turning it over to one of our friends who's an editor. And then, you know, just with the recycled content because he's not streaming and the inconsistency, you know, the channel kind of like went down. But we did, before that, we hit a total of like 40 some odd million views in total for 5 or 6 months. And almost 80,000 subscribers. So it was doing pretty well.
Man, that's some excellent numbers right there. Hey, 40 million views, 80K. That's some great numbers right there, man. Are there any other, maybe like, not even just rappers, maybe even any other any other artists you possibly work with when it comes to working with their content, or just gaming with them as well? Because I know you mentioned some for Warzone. Are there any other ones that you've worked with, at least for the side of helping them make their content, so to speak?
So making their content, not many. I've helped transfer people over to PC and get them streaming. Von Miller's one of them. I kind of was one of the ones that convinced him. He used to play with Fredo and I a lot. So I'm sure he was going to get a computer anyways, but, you know, I was the one that every single day I was like, bro, can you buy a freaking computer, please?
That PC switch is legendary, man.
You're playing, and at the time he was hurt. If you remember last year, Von Miller, he was hurt almost the whole year. Mm-hmm. So all he did all day for 12 hours a day was play Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please, man, like, you have the money, get a freaking computer. And finally, he goes out and he buys like a $20,000 computer. Like, it was two PCs in one. Like, his computer, sick, dude. So he bought a sick computer and then started playing. And then, you know, slowly we got him into streaming a lot. And then he really, really like leveled up. He's kind of taking a step back now because the season started and he's not hurt anymore.
Back in the field, yes, sir.
Yeah, and then we did for Deshaun Jackson and Preston Smith. I was one of the people who started their gaming team, Hall of Fame Gaming. It was me, a guy named Drizzy, and a guy named Kirby. We're the original founders of the gaming team. I actually just resigned from the team 2 days ago on the 31st. So you still see me doing work with them, but I took a job with TikTok, and they wanted me, you know, they offered me like a pretty lucrative position running the entire agency and doing, yeah, basically.
Yes, sir. You know, saying,
they offered me a number that I couldn't refuse, that ultimately is going to be a number that it's going to make me quit my career job and go full time into this online stuff.
Nice.
And basically, you know, to respect that, I wanted to only rep their brand, you know, respectfully, right?
Yeah.
So with me and Hall of Fame, I just told, you know, the CEO of Hall of Fame, which is Drizzy, I just told him, like, hey man, like, I have an amazing opportunity to work. And the thing is working for TikTok, it's not, you're not only going to be working with content creators in the gaming field. I'm also working with creators who create all kinds of content, comedy, you know, storytelling, news, blah, blah, blah. Like, the content on there goes on and on. It's outside of gaming as well, as well as, you know, a lot of the largest gamers also utilize the platform. So I'm still sticking to my roots, but also kind of expanding and going more in depth into the content side of things.
Got you. Okay, so with your current agency, Bank Productions, let's say, for example, because let's say somebody's like, hey, man, you know, I just heard about a TikTok agency. I don't really know exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to get into it. In your case, what would you say if somebody's like, let's say they got around like 15K on TikTok, they do pretty decent in some in terms of like views, they're doing the lives, the whole nine. If you were to almost, let's say this person would be like, hey, I want to join your agency. What benefits would I get whenever I join the agency? How would things change, so to speak? What would you say to that person?
So I think every creator should be in an agency. So the main reason being is because agencies, they cost nothing to the creator.
Exactly.
And at the very, very baseline, an agency can help you get unbanned. So, like, by joining an agency, it costs you absolutely nothing, and you get account protection.
That account protection is crazy, man.
In the past couple of days, I've gotten over 200 DMs from that tweet that blew up. I've helped people outside of my agency get unbanned. Those take lower priority because, like I said, we work directly with TikTok. But I've helped people not in my agency get unbanned. And they're like, dude, you know, they've made tweets, and I've retweeted them. Like, hey, no problem. Like, you know, much love. Love you guys. Like, do well, you know, but it's just crazy to be able to give people support. I personally, for me, being a prior content creator, like, I still stream and have fun, but I take it way less serious, and I just, like, do it for fun as a hobby now. That's the main part to me. For me personally, that's the main part. The account protection is the biggest thing that agencies have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Cause,
Go ahead, continue. Agencies also offer multiple other things. Like, we've flown our creators straight to TikTok, the TikTok corporate office in LA to do projects multiple times. As you guys see my post, I tweeted, it was me, the CEO of the company I work for, and two of our creators came out, and we were invited into the corporate TikTok. They made us feel like home. They took us out to dinner. You know, it's pretty cool what they do for us. And then they, you know, on top of that, like, agencies, you know, they do a lot more than that. They give us programs that we can give to our creators.
Mm-hmm.
These programs, they're either Spotlight, so they get hosted by the TikTok US channel, so the exposure is, yeah. So the creators that, you know, there are 100 agencies right now.
Mm.
So I'll just say that right now. So they're not gonna have 100 spots. So obviously, we don't get these spots all the time, but every month you can sign up. They have 8 different days that they do these spots, so you can sign up for them. So if your creators get chosen, we've been chosen quite a bit. The creators that get chosen for those days usually average thousands of viewers, and they get like thousands of followers because it's hosted by the TikTok US channel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on top of that, like, for the gaming side of things, like, for Valorant, you know, the finals of Valorant was going off, they were paying streamers to watch party it on TikTok. So they give you a lot of these little programs. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I don't know if you saw the little game that's been promoted recently called Animal Party.
Yes, I have seen it. I saw a little bit of it. Yeah.
So TikTok did a thing where they gave creators the game for free and paid them a little bit of money. And the game code they gave is a full unlock code. So it came with all the skins, all the DLC, all the everything. And it gave, you know, they gave out hundreds of these codes to TikTok creators, and all they had to do is, and they paid them a little bit of money. It was like, you know, here's $50, stream the game for 2 hours, and have an unlock code. And, you know, so it's a little random stuff like that TikTok does. But they only give those to the agencies, and then we give them to the creators, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, little stuff like that as well.
didn't even know y'all do all that stuff. That's crazy. That is crazy. So anybody who's listening, tuning in, if you're a creator, you be streaming on TikTok, or let's say you just post content on TikTok, just know, straight from my boy Super, there's a whole lot of benefits, more than just what you may have heard, to joining a TikTok agency. Especially my boy at Bank Productions, for sure. So I did also see, what is it called, on the site for Bank Productions, I did see 8 main practices on there. Because I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I just spoke with, I recently joined one, actually, Carter Pulse. I just spoke with Gavin today, literally right before the podcast, like right before I jumped into Discord. I was talking with him, and he sort of, he almost kind of had like best practices, almost similar to how you guys have yours. I know, like, for example, number one, create your theme. So for anybody who's streaming on TikTok, or let's say you create content as well, sort of have that central theme that you have, so to speak, all the time. There's a lot of other ones, like grabbing attention in the first 5 to 10 minutes, posting regularly, having a set schedule and sticking to it. A lot of y'all don't like consistency. A lot of creators don't like. The main problem is consistency sometimes. Because you'll see that creator, I'm like, bro, if you just tell yourself, the world will explode if I don't upload a video today, they would go so far. Because it's like, they have the potential. They have the resources. They have a crazy PC. They have the softwares. They've done it before. It's just consistency is the main problem. Because I don't feel like doing it. They don't do it. And I'm like, bro, like, who cares if you don't feel like doing it? Everybody has times where they don't feel like doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? I be telling people all the time, like, hey, man, nobody ever asks, hey, mom, did you feel like going to work today? No, they went to work and you didn't ask them for, like, the whole 18 years you've been alive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They probably didn't want to go to work for a whole month. They went anyway. So it's just like, if you don't feel like posting one video, and I'm like, bro, what's going to kill you if you upload this video? Stick to it, man. Stick to it. Stick to the schedule. There's a whole lot of other things that even I've learned in my own content creation journey. But let's say, in particular with TikTok, what pieces of advice, like the most important ones, like obviously there's the general ones, like kind of how I mentioned, there's also some other ones I left out as well. But if you were to say there's a few important tips to grow on TikTok specifically, and you feel like creators need to stress this 100%, don't let go of this. This is the prime examples. Put these on a pedestal. Freaking sticky note them to your forehead when you go to sleep. Wake up, look at them immediately. What would those tips be? The ones that you feel like are the most important ones to grow on TikTok.
So there's 2 different roads here, okay?
Okay.
One is, do you want to make money now on TikTok? If the answer is yes, play the trending games. The little Roblox, the falling down, what's it called? Falling up, or... What's the game called? This Only Up. Only
oh
Up.
Oh my Fortnite, gosh, yeah. Only Up. Yeah. Dude,
I had a creator join, and he was like, hey, I want to make money. And I was like, play the trending games. He's like, what do you mean? So he bought Only Up, and then he went to the next one, which is the Roblox bike game, and he makes 4 or 5 grand a month easy on TikTok. And he's new to streaming on TikTok. It's not hard. You know, if you just scroll through TikTok, you're going to scroll through 10 of those streamers. They all make good money because it's how TikTok works.
Yep.
Think about the AI. Think about how many AI streams you saw on TikTok when it was trending a month ago. Every other one, dude. And those guys all made a bag.
I want you to continue on, but I just had to stop real quick. Hey, look. Anybody doing those AI streams on TikTok, if I catch any of you guys doing Glizzy Overdrive on TikTok, hey, bro, you're blocked for life. I'm scrolling on TikTok. Some dude's like, I forgot what his name was, but he had glasses and he was in a hot dog suit. And somebody gave him 100 of those, like, hot dog gifts. This man, he acted like a machine and he went into Glizzy Overdrive. It's pretty ridiculous, but you gotta admit, it's pretty fucking funny. Like, it's pretty funny because you've never seen it before and you're like, he's in a hot dog costume doing this too. And I'm like, you gotta respect it. He's just like, hey, I know it's gonna be funny and I know it's gonna work. Boom, let's just let it fly. So but continue what you were saying. My bad, I had to cut you off to say that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, like, dude, you know, so if your directive is to gain, you know, 50,000 followers in the next month and to revenue, which a lot of people are going to be like, dude, that's what we all want to do. The thing about that is the second you stop playing those trending games is the second you stop gaining viewers. Like, I've seen those trending game guys try to go and just play Fortnite and they have 20 viewers then. Jeez. They go from 500 to 20. Now, that's also due to TikTok's algorithm, right? If you're playing something trending, it's going to continue to push you out to the FYP. If it's not, you're going to kind of get suppressed a little bit and only go out to your community. It's just how TikTok works. Gotcha. So, you know, but if you're trying to grow your own brand and you, you know, you're a Fortnite player, Call of Duty player, and you want to actually grow your own brand, there's like multiple things. One is posting a video, a little bit before you go live, like an hour or two before you go live. And the reason is because when you're live, if you stream on TikTok, you see this, it'll push your videos out to the FYP. So normally we'll just throw out a random number. You'll get 1,000 views an hour or 1,000 views every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. When you're on TikTok live, that 1,000 turns to 10,000. And I'm sure you get off TikTok live and you go scroll through your notifications and you're like, what the heck, dude? So it's one, it's going to blow your video up. You know, you're going to get views. But two, you know, as your video is getting pushed out, it has a red bubble. Hey, I'm live.
Exactly.
So, you know, now you're getting multi-utilization. You're getting the views. You're getting the, you know, you're getting pushed over to the live. You know, it's a good thing. Two, the schedule, the consistent schedule, they say is a really big part of it. Having a consistent schedule is a really big part of it. I say they say that because I know multiple streamers who do, they just click live and they're just great streamers and they do amazing. So, like, I don't think that's a main factor in a successful streamer or not, but I think it helps for sure. Another thing too is don't cross promote. If you look at the top streamers on TikTok, they don't have their Twitch because essentially TikTok suppresses. TikTok's suppression system is ran completely by AI. There's not a human going through streams going, this guy's not going to get views today. It's AI.
Yeah.
Meaning they're catching something on your screen that is suppressing your video. Now, what can they catch? It's, you know, it's only going to catch words, logos, etc. Right. And then obviously phrases, because you'll get banned for saying certain things. But so the big thing is which I tell all my creators and they're like, holy, I see a difference in a day. And I'm like, yeah. So people will be like, yo, Twitch Kick, come follow my Twitch Kick right now. No, you got to say, go to the purple app. Go to the green app. That's why the top content creators started doing that. And people on TikTok have learned to, you know, the top creators have learned workarounds for this, right? You know, purple app, green app, whatever. Go here. I'm on the main platform, or different ways to say it. Because if you have the word Twitch or you have the logo, it's going to suppress your views. So I've had people tell me, like, dude, why am I not getting pushed out? And I'm like, I'll take that out and watch and restart your live. Boom. Within an hour, they're like, dude, that was insane. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, AI suppression system. It is what it is. But the thing is, TikTok doesn't have very good communication to its creators. If you're a creator on TikTok, you know this. They don't tell you anything, dude. So that's another reason why agencies are important, because you're not going to get any support from TikTok if you're not in an agency. And I made a video actually just the other day. One of the largest creators on the platform, he has 4 million followers. He's the 200th most liked account on the platform. He got banned randomly, and TikTok was his job. And he's reaching out as one of the top 500 creators in the app. You would think that he would get some sort of support. Dude, his backups get banned. And he's like, if you watch his content, he's one of the guys who does Wordle. He's like one of the nicest guys on the platform. I mean, I've never even heard him cuss before.
That's like,
he's
crazy.
No controversy. He does Wordle, and he's super awesome. He's like super cool. And yeah, banned. No help. And he's like, every time he makes a video, he's like crying. He's like, I've submitted. I'm getting no help. And the cruddy part is that you can't join a TikTok agency if you're over 200,000 followers. So that, this creator in specific, he's just screwed. TikTok's not going to reply to him. They have billions of accounts. They don't care. Like, it sounds really messed up, but, I'm just giving it as blunt as it is. Yeah, and I'm sure they do care to a certain extent, but, like, they can't care. There's just too many creators, too many people make too much money for these creators to pop up on their radar, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I did want to say real quick, you did say you can't join. Did you? I don't know if I heard you correctly. You said you can't join one when you have 200K, or is it like? I think you can't.
Yeah. So if you're, so this is a new rule actually, placed in August.
Huh.
So after August, if you have over 200,000 followers, you cannot join an agency anymore.
Wow.
But say you have 199,000 followers and you join an agency and you go over 200, you stay in the agency.
Okay, so, gotcha.
So when we went to the summit, we went to the TikTok summit, they did say that they're looking to lift that restriction because there are some creators. Because the whole point of a TikTok agency is we are here to develop and help creators be successful on the platform. We don't need to help develop somebody with 10 million followers, a million followers.
Yeah.
They're developed. But the problem is that a lot of people propose to them, a lot of other agencies and ourselves propose to them, is a lot of creators have a lot of followers but have never live streamed. They make videos. So now we just can't give them support and have them. Now, they're obviously going to be easier to work with, but they can't, you know, they can't join an agency, so they don't get that support.
Dang, that's crazy. I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah. Dang. So they are now. So they are. TikTok is working at that and trying to lift that in for certain circumstances and you know, do that. But it is. We'll see. You know, as of right now, it's if you have over 200,000 followers, you can't join one. You're just.
Wow. I never knew that. I mean, I guess it would make sense because it's like, bro, you got 300K. What you need us for? And it's like,
yeah.
Or you never know. Trying to work with that person, maybe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll depend on who it is. I mean, I'll flow that well. You know what I'm saying? You may try to reach out to them, give them certain resources. They may not take it because they're like, well, I got 200K. But then, you know, you never know.
Yeah, that was one of the things they said, too. You know, that was one of the things brought up. It was like, you know, these creators oftentimes are harder to work with because they feel that they've already made it. So
that ego on them, man. That ego on them.
Yeah, so, but, you know, but ultimately the main reason is because the TikTok agency is we're here to, like help creators flourish and help creators move through the process of starting to stream on TikTok and taking them through the stages of becoming more successful on TikTok. I mean, that looks different on every scale, though, because I've taken creators that have joined the agency, and I've taken them from 3,000 revenue all the way up to above 10K revenue. And I've had other creators who, you know, just haven't had that much success, but I've worked with a few now that have made zero to now are making $20, $30 a day, and their videos are doing 200-300 views, and now are doing an average of 4-5K views on their posted videos, which that's just one of the steps. You know, some creators get it more naturally on TikTok because they understand the algorithm a little bit more mentally, and some creators take a little more time to develop, but hey, it is what it is. You know, everyone grows at their own rate, and if they stick with it, everyone's going to get there, for sure. I mean...
For sure. Okay. Any extra, like, additional points that you had in terms of, like, growth for TikTok?
Consistency. The biggest thing is consistency on TikTok, I believe. Mm-hmm. As someone who not only now is, you know, works on the side of content creator growth, but as myself grew up to 110,000 followers and had multiple videos hit over a million views, the number one thing that I can tell you is consistency and multiple different content series. Like when I was doing really well, I amassed over 38 million views in total on my account personally. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I had multiple different content series, right? Like, so if you're a creator who's only making, like, oh, I do insane shots on Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
Let me be super blunt with everybody here. Nobody cares. Call of Duty has been out for 20 years now. Every shot you could possibly think has been done.
That's fast.
Now, is it gonna get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 views and maybe pop up 10,000 views every now and then? Of course. But do you want to be a content creator? Of course. Yeah. So, you know, and maybe that's your main form of content. Maybe you post these crazy clips of you hitting, you know, 5-ons, 4-ons, or I don't know, the I only play Wars. I don't play multiplayer. I don't know the term of it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. You're good.
You know, people have seen that, but are you doing that, and then your next video is going to be a video of you doing a story time, right? So when I was doing it, I was doing high kill games on Warzone because I was able to drop 30, 40, 50 kill games pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played with Fredo, and he had a 0.9 KD, so the lobbies were pretty easy, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, I didn't need a VPN. I had a personal VPN, okay?
My man was frying. Oh, man.
The lobbies were not hard. Man. But so I would post videos of me doing high kill games. And I also got really big on TikTok and on social media because I would use silly guns. I'm most famous for the Red Dot Kar-98. Like, I would hit 300-400 meter insane snipes with a Red Dot Kar-98, and I would drop a 30-kill game with a Red Dot Kar-98. Granted, again, my lobbies were a little bit easier because I was playing on some of the point, so I could do that. Lobbies were busting for sure. So I made content with the Red Dot Kar-98, and then I did story time content where I would just like tell a silly story. Like, I would have a shotgun, and I would like 1v4 in a house with, like, you know, when the what was the shotgun called with the drum mag shotgun in Warzone? I forget what it's called.
The Jack 12?
No, the other one.
Drum mag. Which game is it? Modern Warfare. Oh, wait. Hold on. No, I have to remember this. If I don't remember this, I'm going to hate
myself. Is it the Origin?
Yeah, it holds like this, right?
Yeah.
That's the Origin. Damn, you ran it with a drum bag. Okay. This guy was going crazy. Okay. He was going crazy.
Once you get in social media, you start to realize that your dumbest posts are going to be your most famous posts.
That's so true.
So what did I do? So I made a series of me dropping high kill games. So people were like, oh, he's actually good. I made a series of me doing story time. So I'd just be like, oh, you know, freaking, yo, I'm super very cool guy. I use a Red Dot Kar-98, man. You know, like, I'm different. And then I made another series of me being an absolute idiot. Like, I made one video that went viral that was like, oh, man, look at me. I just no-scoped all four of these guys 1v4. I'm insane. And I was using a shotgun. Like 1v4 in a house, and we were like point blank.
Yeah,
we did it for views, and that video got like 250,000 views, and all the comments were like, "Dude, you didn't know scope? That's a shotgun." I'm like, "Thank you. You think I didn't edit this video and know that? Of course I knew that, dude. But I also knew you'd comment that. And the more comments I get, the more the video gets pushed out, the more views it gets, the more followers it. Because then about 10% of the people realize, like, oh, this guy's a troll. Like, his name is...
There's that small demographic that's like, okay, this video was funny. It was well edited. He's doing his clear to troll. Some people get it. But then the other 90%...
Yeah, but then those that 90% is the percent you need, though, because they're the one making the video go viral. First of all, you click on someone's name, super very cool guy, and you go to their account, and you take any of their videos seriously. That's, at a certain point, you gotta understand, that's your fault. Okay, at a certain point, you really gotta understand that, like, this guy's name is super very cool guy. He's not. Most of his content is gonna reflect that.
It's some grumpy, possibly angry middle-aged guy. He's just like, hey man, there's no way this guy is gonna be like, back in my day, you know what I'm saying? We really had skill back then. You're a piece of shit. You're a fraud. I'm like, dude, really, bro?
Dude. I bet it, though, because it gave me views. It gave me followers.
Exactly.
But the thing is, you know, if you stick to just the troll content, you're going to create a hater fan base, right?
True, yeah.
But then, you know what I mean? Then they come on the next day, and you're like, you know, you're telling a joke. You're like, oh, dude, you know, and then they see you, like, oh, crap, he just dropped 38 kills. And then they go back to the video, and they're like, oh, what the heck? And then your next video is me talking about, like, I did one where, like, I made fake comments, right? I was like, oh, it was like my mom or my dad commented. He was like, oh, you know, he made a joke. He, you know, that video got 800,000 views. And it was like my dad commented. It was me, obviously. I just made fake Twitch accounts.
Yeah.
And I commented on the video, and it was like my dad. And he's trying to, you know, back when, you know, the D's Nuts joke were really big. Or, like, you know, on TikTok, it was like, oh, do you know who Candace is? You know, those, like, that era, that, like, 3-month era.
Yeah.
Well, I did a joke. It was like, oh, my dad was trying to get me to say that. And I was like, oh, you know, screw you, dad. Get out of here, idiot, you know. And he's like, and then I commented on there, yeah, I'm going to go bang your mom. You know what I mean? Like, out of nowhere. So this stupid, like, it was a stupid joke, right? And I hated making the video. I hated making it. It was stupid. Yeah. But it got 800,000 views.
Sometimes you gotta sprinkle a little bit in there, not again, you know what I'm saying? You just, this is what you gotta do. You gotta sprinkle some of that content. You're like, yes, I remember somebody posts, even I do it sometimes. Sometimes there's certain posts where it's like, all right, this is a post where it's like, maybe somebody may appreciate maybe who I am as a person. Maybe this next post may be something that's like a series that I'm building upon. And maybe this post is going to be, I know it's stupid, and the objective is to piss you off. And if you're pissed off in the comment section, I'm going to get you even more pissed off. Because one thing I started doing, all right, I'm gonna reveal something I do. I do this with my videos. Like, I actually got my TikTok.
These are honestly some.
Oh my gosh, my video is playing. I did not mute this tab. Oh well. But that's going to pop in the recording. Don't even worry. So the thing that I did as a series was the worst guns in Call of Duty. So it's like I'm currently on part three, right? Might do part four. But it started pretty good. The first one got like 5K, but the second one is at like 40K. The first one's not at 20K. Third one's at 20K. And the thing is, the thing that I love doing now is somebody in the comments will literally be like, let me see if I can find one real quick. Okay, so somebody would be like, man, you're tripping, man. You don't know what you're talking about. That gun was amazing. And all I literally say is, bro, the gun sucked, bro. And they're going to be like, no, it wasn't. I mean, I think it's a skill issue. And I'm like, but are you better than me? I literally just say, but are you better than me with a question mark? And they'll be like, I'll destroy you in a 1v1. And I'm like, but are you sure about that?
Yeah. And
the comments keep getting longer. They keep sending more comments. I'm just like, it will be like 19 comments deep, and I'm like, this guy has no idea what he's doing. He hasn't realized it yet. I know what I'm doing, but I'm just entertaining it at this point. So trust and believe me. Look, hey, it's a fair warning to anybody listening, all right? If you're on my TikTok and you say something stupid, I will troll you. I'll keep you coming back over and over again.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you could announce it. Somebody's still going to do it anyways because they're going to get their feelings caught in it, something. They're going to say, oh, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. And literally all I say is I just troll them back. And you know what I'm saying? I just troll them back. That's what you got to do with the comments. You know what I'm saying? Free engagement. They keep coming back to the video. And sometimes I've even had certain commenters where it's like, they understand that, like, hey, like, I'm kind of joking. And at one point, they're kind of like, oh, okay, he's kind of joking. Hey, I was joking. You know what I'm saying? All good. And then we're just cool after that. You know what I'm saying? So some people are lighthearted. They can take a joke. Some people are just, like, angry people. They just bring the anger to your comment section. And then you're arguing, like, 16 comments deep. They have no idea there's driving engagement. But at that point, it's just like, whatever. Like, they'll keep coming back. They'll keep coming back. Like, even some videos you'll have, and it's the same person. Like one video, then the next video, then the next video, and it just keeps happening. And I'm just like, this guy has too much time on his hands. Too much time on his hands, man. But hey, that's the beauty of creating content. You know what I'm saying? Like Super Ed said, sometimes you gotta add the personality content, the content that shows, hey, I'm a person, I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? Here, I'm actually a great person. Or hey, another piece of content that says, hey, look, I'm a very skillful person. Hey, look, I dropped 40 kills. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna talk about why this lobby was so bad and why nobody's shooting back, but I dropped 40 kills. This was an amazing lobby. Appreciate the gameplay. Then you have another video, and it's like, damn, this video was dumb as hell, but it was funny. You know, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of making content. You know what I'm saying? You never know what you're going to get. And also, like how you mentioned, some of the dumbest videos you make, they go, like, to this day, there's a video I have with 400K. I don't know why it has 400K, but it just does. Like, it's the most low effort. The footage was sitting on my PC for 9 months, and I'm like, what do I do with this? It was like 2 a.m., and I'm like, let's throw this intro on there. And I just threw some intro on there, and I'm like, I don't know if this video is going to work. Man, whatever. I just threw it up. 400K later. I'm like, bro, this is crazy.
So.
Go ahead.
So as a, you know, so on TikTok today, I've helped in total over 4.3 million followers. Creators gained 4.3 million followers and over 100 million likes.
Holy.
So one of the main things is I tell creators, and like it's super blunt, and it's gonna sound mean, but I'm just gonna say it. Mm-hmm. I had a creator hit me up one time, and he goes, "Hey, my videos aren't getting views. Am I suppressed?" And I look at his account, and I go, "No, your content just sucks." And he goes, "That's my content." And I go, "Listen, I get that, and I respect that fully. And you're gonna continue to gain your, you know, your small amount of followers, and if you're happy with that, I'm happy for you. Do it up. I'm not gonna say anything." The thing is do you want to become a content creator? Yes. Do you think Tim the Tapman enjoyed every piece of content he put out?
No.
Dude, I guarantee you he hated 90% of it until he got to a certain size in which it didn't matter anymore because now he's Tim the fucking Tapman.
I'm not going to lie. We need more people like you. To tell people more often, hey, man, if your content sucks, it sucks, all right? I know you probably love this and you put your absolute heart into it, but it sucks. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes some people need to hear, hey, my content sucks.
Yeah, and dude, you know what? And some people are okay with that. They're like, oh, I created for me. That's fantastic. Do it then. Do it then. 100% do it. But if you're somebody who's like, this is the content I make, it's not getting views, but I want to be a big content creator, then you have to understand something right now. You got to adapt. And like I tell people, I'm like, hey, trends are trends for a reason. They're going to get views. Do them. That's not the type of content I make. Well, that's the type of content creators make, dude. So you better get on board, dude, or get out of the way. Facts. Now, there has been people that have blown up with their certain type of content and made it a trend, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jordy2D, for example.
Oh, one of the greatest, hilarious.
Dude, greatest examples ever, right? People before him weren't doing that type of content, right? He comes out, he makes his troll videos. They're hilarious. They're awesome. They're funny. They're, you know, intuitive. They're everything. And he's not only sticking to one game. He's doing multiple different games. He's doing IRL content. You know what I mean? With the VR headset that, you know, I'm sure you guys all seen that video. It has like, I don't even know how many views. Millions of views, though. And, you know, he created the comedy sketches, right? Like, or he was like one of the people who kind of moved TikTok gaming into that direction out of just clips. And, you know, him and multiple other creators, not just him, but he's one of the main people who did it. It's just the point where it's like people need to hear that, like, hey, if you want to become a content creator, you have to follow trends.
Facts.
And there is going to be that rare case of people who blow up because they're just insane at the game. It's not a common thing. And if you want to become a successful creator, you have to use every advantage you can.
No offense to y'all, man. Not everybody's D is biffle. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And also, sometimes a lot of people think too highly of themselves in terms of creating content. And it's only because they make the content. They're the ones up at 3 a.m. ideating, drafting the content. They're like, man, this has to do good. Well, the world doesn't owe you anything, to be very honest with you. And another thing that y'all got to understand, bro, sometimes you don't need to always reinvent the wheel. Not everybody can reinvent the wheel. How you mentioned Jordy. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes he's just posting his content. But I guarantee you, and somewhere within his content, he was posting somewhat trendy content. No matter what. You know what I'm saying? If you reinvent the wheel, cool. Don't try to reinvent the wheel with every video because it's practically impossible. I think that's one thing people need to get in their heads. You know what I'm saying? You can't reinvent the wheel. Pretty much, like how you mentioned, pretty much everything's been done, especially with Call of Duty. So the last thing you want to do is constantly trying, oh, I want to be different. You're not going to.
Dude, name one clip from Call of Duty in the past 8 months that went viral. There was someone doing something insane.
Especially with Warzone 2? I don't think there has been any.
No, dude, it's all people, like, making jokes. I haven't seen one video that was, like, back in Warzone 1 days where it was, like, a guy with the Car 98, and he hit 9 shots in a row, and he's doing insane stuff. Like, dude, nobody, like, when Warzone first came out, people were like, oh, but Warzone 2 came out, and it just, like, slowly, as it went on, the content switched from, like, insane plays to, you know, jokes to comedy to, or story times. There's creators that do story times. They just, like, sit there and they tell a story while they play, and they're terrible at the game. Their gameplay is ass, but people they're not there for the gameplay.
Yeah.
90% of the time, they're there for the personality, they're there for the content. And people, you know, a lot of people just don't. And like I said, if that's your directive, that's cool. Do it. Do it. But if your directive is, if you have a goal to become a successful content creator, you have to understand, like, if your videos are doing 200, 300 views and you're posted 20 of them in a row, posting 20 videos with 200 views is nothing for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, exactly. There's nothing for you. Like, it's blunt, you know, it's blunt, but it's true.
No, some people need to hear that, bro. Like, honestly, like, that's the only way I got better. I've had, and I'll go ahead and shout his name out right quick. My boy Cynic. He told me one time, he was like, hey, this intro you made on this video, it's not bad, but for one, bro, you're talking too much. Like, you're talking way too much. You're talking way too long. You don't have that great energy. You don't start it off quickly. You know what I'm saying? If you start off the intro, like, real quick, like, or, you know what I'm saying, pretty animated, or you get into it real quick, you need to get into it faster because you're talking too much. And I'm like, maybe I am. And I remember the very next video, boom, I applied it. Video had, like, 15K. I was just like, that's all I needed to hear. But if he was just like, you know, it's your own style. It's not bad. I would have never taken that constructive criticism. Made myself better, you know? So I'm like, more people need to be, for one, y'all need to be open to hearing constructive criticism, because sometimes everybody says, I want to get better, but then when somebody tells you how to get better, and how to get better may just be that your content sucks, they get in their feelings. They're like, oh, well, yeah, but this is what I like to do. Well, yeah, your content sucks, bro. Sometimes some people need to hear that, and then from there, they'll reinvent the whole wheel. Because now it's like, all right, I've gotten live feedback. Somebody's telling me this is bad. Change this, do that, change this, change that. And that's one of the benefits that you will probably, that more than likely you will have with joining a TikTok live agency. They'll tell you straight up. Because, bro, they know a lot more than you. Right, they know a lot more than you. They've worked with creators. They've seen the growth. They know what works, what doesn't work. The company's partnered with them for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? They know it. You know what I'm saying? Just like my boy Super, they know the behind the scenes. They know what works, what doesn't work. That's why I was asking him, what do you think works in order to grow? So always be open to constructive criticism. Always be open to feedback. And if your content sucks, listen to the person that tells you that your content sucks. Like my boy Super, you know what I'm saying? You may hop in and be like, hey, man. You know what I'm trying to take it to the next level. What do I do? And he's just like, your content fucking sucks. You're like, damn.
I've had conversations with creators where they're like, dude, I want to get bigger. And I'm like, you got to, you know, like, look, you've been doing this for a year. And as you see, it's not working. Yeah. So, you know, I mean the definition of insanity, you know, I mean, doing the same thing over and over again with different results.
Exactly.
It's just not a reality. He's like, well, I had one video get 30,000 views. I'm like, that's the amazingness of TikTok is the discoverability. Eventually, you're going to have a video that gets a lot of views. It's going to happen. If you post every single day for a year straight, one of your videos is going to get 20, 30,000 views. But you want every video to be at 20, 30,000 views. And you want the occasional video to hit a million views. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a conversation with him. He's like, well, I don't want to change up my content. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I don't understand what you want from me then. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to help you, and I'm telling you exactly what to do. And I was like, I can hook you up with an editor to help you. I was like, I can hook you up with everything. I can give you every resource you need. He's like, but I don't like that content. I think it's cringe. And I'm like, I understand that. But there's like multiple different portions of successful content. Do a story time. Tell a story about yourself. No. Do a comedy. I don't want to do that. I don't want to stage the comedy. Bro, I hate to tell you this, but most content is staged. Okay? I hate to tell everybody this. 95% of content is staged.
It is.
It doesn't make it any less funny.
Yeah,
100%. It doesn't make it any less funny. It's still just as freaking funny or just as great, but 95% of content is staged. Okay, if you didn't know that, hopefully you guys do. It is.
It is. Because I've scripted content before. I've staged it. I've done it. Oh, I remember I had a YouTube channel where I did lyric pranks on it. Half of them were staged. And half the comments were like, this is fake. Well, no shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why you clicked on the video, because it sounds too good to be true. Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
This is how it is, man. So for sure, man. So in terms of certain creators, are there like any like big names that stand out that you're currently working with at the moment?
Or like for the TikTok side of things?
Yes, for the agency, yes.
Yeah, so we actually just brought Deshaun Jackson on, who I helped him start his gaming team. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to go anywhere because he's pretty hard to get to stream as it is on Twitch. So to have him, and you know what? He's got a foul mouth. TikTok has a more intensive suppression system than any other platform because the discoverability, right?
Yeah.
So if you say the wrong word, you're going to get banned. It is what it is. They're just way more strict. And even if you're on an agency, certain things cannot get banned. Certain things that are okay to say on Twitch are not okay, but they let it slide. Is not okay on TikTok, and you get banned for 7 days, and even your agency can't help you. So it is what it is. So I don't know if that's going to go anywhere, but yeah. So we have him on the agency. Funny enough, we have a few porn stars that do shows with us. They do TikTok related shows, so they're PG. Mm-hmm. But we have Tasha Rain, who's a very very large female in the female industry in that. She does a show for us. We have one of the largest creators on the platform, actually. Her name is Burn Beauty 2018. I think I mentioned her earlier. Yes. She's a burn victim. She averages 2,000-4,000 viewers every stream for hours straight, which is on TikTok is almost impossible.
That is crazy. That is some crazy numbers.
Yeah, so she's huge. We work with Hasim, what is his name? He's a boxer. Hasim Rasham,
I'm gonna look at it right quick.
I feel bad even butchering his name, dude, to be honest with you.
Is it Hasim Rahman?
Yeah, Hasim Rahman.
Rahman, okay, gotcha.
So he's in the TikTok agency. He had his first stream the other day and got banned the same day for 7 days.
It's crazy.
He's a cool cat. I always just call him Hasim, so I know his last name is like Ramon or whatever. So, but yeah, Hasim. He had his first stream on TikTok. It was going super great. He said something he shouldn't have. Got banned.
Oh, shit.
But when it comes to like our content creators, we do have a couple of the top 100 gamers on TikTok. We have one guy named Forgive Social. He's new to TikTok. He just actually, today's his first month, full month on TikTok, 31 days today. And he is a top 100 gamer. And in his first month, he revenued close to, you know, I mean, you guys can do the math. I can't say exact numbers, but 1 million diamonds. So his revenue was pretty good. It's first month, by the way.
For anybody wondering, I know the conversion off the top of my head. It's divided by 100, divided in half. Because TikTok takes half, and diamonds, in my eyes, diamonds are kind of like 1 cent. So, like, each diamond's a cent, and then convert that, and then TikTok takes half the revenue. So, boom. Hey, you know what? For anybody, I'll do the math right now for y'all boys. You know what I'm saying? Let me see.
100. And he plays Fortnite. He plays he doesn't do the trending stuff. He's just a great content creator, dude. He's awesome. And you know, and the thing, you know, I'll say this too about TikTok. The highest revenue people on TikTok are the battlers. So a lot of my gamers, including Forgive Social, have kind of started to end off their streams battling, and they'll make more in their 30 minutes of battling than they did their entire stream by like 3 times the amount.
Man. Yeah. Actually, let's get into that too, because I learned about battling. This is crazy. Shout out Gavin. I learned about battling today too. So for anybody who doesn't know, if I'm not entirely mistaken, sometimes you may be scrolling on your For You page and you see two people, right, at the same time. And it may be, whether can it be likes or gifts, or is it just gifts in terms of like?
So it's likes. If you like the creator, I forget how many times, it's either 10 or 20 times, they'll get 3 points. So you can get 3 points with likes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and, you know, they just battle. And whoever gets, to just flatten it out and say it what it is, whoever gets more donations wins the battle.
Hey.
That's what it is.
Hey, but it's a simple method, but it works, though. Feel what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, it works. Dude, it, oh my God. The amount of revenue that I can create for somebody who's battling, even a new battler, may I mind you this, because what we do is we schedule battles, we throw little battle tournaments, low effort, right? It takes us, what, 30 minutes to get names together? Yo, ranks, can you battle super either Thursday or Friday? Pick a time. Boom. Guess what? That took me 45 seconds. You guys are battling now. Now you guys go and you make an event in your bio. You make a video, right? Yo, I'm battling ranks on Friday. Now the people who like me a lot and are, you know, my top supporters, they're going to be there. You know, in the scheduled battles, we've noticed a very high, I can't give the exact number percentage wise, but I'll say that it's more than 500% increase on diamond revenue for scheduled battles.
500%.
More than that. It's more than that. More than that. I just can't say the exact number.
Man. So, hey, this podcast is full of free sauce. If you ain't taking advantage of it, I don't know what's wrong with you. But I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, y'all have learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? Dang, that is crazy. But
for a new battler on TikTok, which I've, you know, in my experience, I've seen new battlers go on and make easily $300 to $500 their first month doing it. Easily. And that's like a very low to mid tier effort battler, I would say. Someone who doesn't have lights, someone who doesn't cater to their chat, someone who's not also giving, you know, like, I mean, you know what I'm talking about when it's like low to mid tier content creator versus like a high tier content creator who's like, after their battle, somebody threw $50 at them, then they get them in a box and they're like, oh, thank you, you know what I mean? Then they're streaming with that person. That person feels like more attached, you know, that's a higher end content creator. The low to mid tier content creators can easily make $300 to $500 a month.
Y'all heard it there. Y'all heard it.
In my experience, easily, and that number only increases by an exponential amount months after if you develop your stream and you start doing scheduled battles and you join the tournaments. Like it's a whole rabbit hole from there. But TikTok, the TikTok community loves battles. like the average viewer on TikTok. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it because I'm a Twitch gamer. I've always been for years, and I don't understand the precedence of, hey, like, give me more gifts and I beat this person, which translates directly to give me more money and I beat this person.
It's so simple, but it just works. It,
you know, dumbed it down to the basics of everything. That's what it is. But, you know, TikTok, you know, you can donate different gifts for different amounts, and the gifts, like, do on-screen app, you know, little cool things, or, like, you know,
a phoenix or something, a lion, crazy
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah. And then the TikTok culture, you know, you get a number next to your name based on how much you've donated, how many diamonds you've donated.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. Like, I've gone into streams of, like, you can't join our box unless you're a 30 or above. I've gone to the streams where it's like, you can't even be here in this box. Like, you can watch, but you can't join the box and, like, be a part of this conversation unless you're 40 or above. And, yeah. So, the TikTok community, when it comes to donating, they take that very seriously. Like, some people do it for that number. And the average, I mean, you can Google it. I don't know the exact number, but the average person with a 40 badge or higher has donated over $100,000. Let me see. I'm going to Google it right now because I'm curious. I know a 41 badge is like $130,000. 40 badge on TikTok.
Average is fucking insane. What? What? That is absolutely crazy. That is crazy. I still can't believe average. What? That is
yeah,
crazy.
So here we go. So a 40 badge is 8,780,000 diamonds. And dude, there are creators with 50 badges. There are creators with 60 badges. It becomes like a bragging thing. Like, and yeah. I don't exactly know, but yeah, a 30 badge is 637,000 diamonds.
This is crazy. This is fucking crazy. Like, this is fucking crazy,
dude. So yeah, when you get into it, like, dude, and like people take their badges seriously. Dude. It's like a badge of honor to them.
Oh yeah,
like, I've donated this much, or I've helped out creators this much. Like, this is me. Like, I'm a freaking 36, dude. I'm a 40. Like, it becomes like a, dude, I'm telling you, on TikTok, it becomes a thing, dude. It's, you know, me personally, I don't fully understand it because I come from a gaming aspect where, like, you know, we ask for subscriptions. We don't ask for money in the gaming community, right? Like, most of us, we're like, hey, you know, Prime Day, whatever, subs, you know, like, you know, we push subs over donations. So this is a whole new ballgame for me to mentally grasp my head around. But then I guess, you know, if I was to donate $20,000 on TikTok, I would feel vested. I'd be like, hey, I don't know exactly what badge that is, but I'm a this, dude. You know what I mean? I did this, boy. Like, I threw that much money at my boys. I'm a this, you know what I mean? So I get it, but I also don't get it.
Yeah, it's even hard for... I'm still in shock. Like, it's hard for me to fathom it right now because I'm the same way. Like, I'm used to people, hey, man, thank you so much for the $5 sub that Twitch then takes half of that, and then I'd have to get, like, a bunch of that in order to get the... You know what I'm saying? But I'm still thankful for it. But hey, we got people walking around with, man, you might as well forget Rolexes, forget Lambos, forget all that stuff people usually flex. That's you know what I'm saying? That's the old shit, man. We flexing TikTok for gift of badge now.
What's your badge, dude? Oh,
what's your badge looking like? What's your badge looking like?
Oh, I don't know about that, dude.
Where your badge at? I don't know about that. A little too low to play over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you know, now that I'm working with these battle creators and I'm helping create them revenue and I'm scheduling battles and we're doing like things like that, dude, and I'm starting to get a little more into it. I'm like, on my mind, I'm blown, dude. I'm like, dude, these guys are making, you know, some of the creators make $10,000-$20,000 a month on battling. And then you start to think like, and you know, most of their content is them in battles going, yo, snipe him. Oh, we freaking banned him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's a lot of their content. Dude, TikTok community loves it, dude.
Man.
Yeah.
This is I'm still in shock. This is crazy.
I mean, you just joined Carter Pulse, right? Carter Pulse is an amazing agency. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he even your guy talked to you about it, right? He talked to you about mm-hmm. battling.
Yeah, dude. He did. He did tell me about it. Yeah,
dude, it's crazy. The revenue you can make from it is absolutely out of this world. Like, I consider sometimes, like, if I didn't, like, because, like, you know, I mentioned to you a little bit before, I do a lot of brand management, I do a lot of sponsorship deals, mm-hmm. And I do a lot of stuff like that. So the TikTok thing is definitely a side project that's turning into a main project for me because of my recent offer. Mm-hmm. So if I wasn't so busy on, like, other avenues, I would be battling 100%, no question asked.
Man, I'm actually glad you said that, because let's say you were to start a TikTok page from scratch, right? Because mm-hmm. before, obviously, with creators, we've all tried certain things, done certain things. We're like, damn, this worked, this doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? Then we figure out what works. But that's with some people, that could take 5 years. Sometimes people throw out resources, that could take a few months. Boom, they're there. So in your case, knowing what you know now, how would you attack that page if you were to start from scratch with the knowledge you have now?
Am I doing it as a gaming page, or what am I doing it as?
Ooh, that's a great... Ooh, that's an even better question. Because gaming is kind of hard, depending on, like, what the game you're in. Let's say as a gaming page. Let's say as a gaming page. This is a little more challenging. Let's say as a gaming page.
So as a gaming page, what I would do is, ooh, it's a good question, dude. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually helping a creator right now, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying. His name is Jay Geezer. Mm-hmm. He was a creator that was stuck at, he couldn't get a video to go over 150, 200 views. I told him why. A few things, right? One is his videos, when he made a video, he would just talk to the microphone, and he would just have one long cut. And he would have, like, partials in there, right? Where he'd be like, oh, this is happening. And then he'd pause for just a second, 2 seconds. But the thing is it messes up the rhythm of the video. And exactly. People don't understand the psychology of a viewer. They hear that rhythm and they skip. They go next video because it's not comfortable to them to hear that.
Exactly. Or it also looks like, hey, man, you didn't even put the effort in to do a slow split cut. You know what I'm saying?
But I told him, I was like, hey, let's work on that. And then another thing that he was doing, you know, he could have done better is his videos, right? He would have, like, parts where it didn't need to be in that it weren't exciting, but he was telling a story and it wasn't exciting. So then it was creating, you know, kind of a flow. So I told him, like, hey, add more exciting parts and make your videos cut them. So now he cuts his videos now. So every time he has to take a breath or a little pause because he gets confused or whatever, mm-hmm. he cuts it, boom, and he puts it. So then it's like, you know, it cuts and it's like him like this and it's him like this talking. But the thing is it flows.
Yep.
Way better, dude. And he's gone from averaging, if you look up his account, JGZer, he's gone from averaging 200 viewers to his last 20 videos now has not been under 2,000 views. And some of them are up to 5,000 views. Every video. Every single video. And he's like, dude. And I'm like, bro, we're just getting started. Wait till we start working on your story time. I was like, now once you start working on your story time, these editing videos, and then once we get your story time down, I want to turn that 2,000 to 4,000 into 10,000. I mean, we can do that in a month. We can do that in a month. Easy. And then what we're going to do is we're going to start working on separate forms of content. We're gonna start getting you posting three different forms of content. You're gonna do your tour time. You're gonna do this. You're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've been at it for about 2 weeks now, and he's gone from about 500 average views to, I mean, let me look. His last, I'll just tell you his last five videos.
How you're changing lives out here, man. How you're changing lives. You feel me?
So his last five videos is 809 views. He just posted that one today. His last video before that was 1549. This is a little bit of a lower one, 600, and then 1,400, 4,000, and 2,000. And from there, before that, I'm like scrolling now, 1,6,000, 4,000, 3,000, 5,000, 5,000. And this is 2 weeks. If you scroll up a little bit here, they're all under 1,000. So this is like before I helped them, all mm-hmm. under 1,000. And this is when I started helping him here. All of them over 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 every single video.
Wow, look at that.
So that's just me helping him, and that's just advice. I haven't helped him edit or anything. I'm just giving him advice. I'm just giving him advice on how to go about it, mm-hmm. and how to do it a little bit better. And it's just that little advice, dude. You know what I mean?
It goes a long way.
Yeah, so you're asking me, what would I do on a gaming channel? Mm-hmm. One, I would post the correct videos, because a lot of people just don't want to post the correct videos. It takes a little longer. It's a little more tedious. But I would start off professional, and I'd do it the right way. Cuts videos, exciting stuff, and I would essentially do a whole month of posting different forms of content. I would see what did the best. Whatever did the best, I would stick with that. You know, two or three different types of content that did the best. And I would just mass produce those videos for a couple months. And then I would slowly but surely integrate new forms of content into that. Mm-hmm. It would be, you know, then I would be like, okay, now my chat said I should do this. And I would start doing a chat video where I start including my chat or comments from TikTok. People love that.
Yeah.
You know, you choose someone's comment, you're going to make their year and they're going to become a fan forever.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, on top of your normal content, you're doing this, you know. So that's what I personally would do if I was really addicted to one game, and I say I was a Call of Duty player. Mm-hmm. I'd do the Call of Duty. I would make you know, high-kill videos on Warzone. I would do multiplayer ranked. I would see what, you know, kind of test the field, see what did the best, mm-hmm. and then I would stick with that only for videos. Because, like, I mean, say you're a gamer, right? You're like, oh, I do gaming for fun, dude. It takes 5 minutes to make a video.
Exactly.
You know. Think about a TikTok. How long is that? 27 seconds? You don't have to be on there playing multiplayer for 25, you know, for 20 hours or 2 hours. You can get a video in 30 minutes. And if you want to become a content creator and you're putting 30 minutes into it, you're putting another hour into editing, an hour and a half into making a solid video to promote your brand. Not much time.
Skyrocketing. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. All right, now, was that everything that you would like include in, on your path to, how do I say this? I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say. Is that everything that you would say that you would include if you were to start like a new gaming TikTok?
Yeah, yeah. That would be, I mean, there's a lot more steps I would do, but like to start a channel and to get like my first 10,000 followers, yeah, absolutely. 100%. I would incorporate multiple different sorts of content. I would post the correct videos, right? It can be a bad video. If it's done correctly, we'll still get more videos than an incorrect video posted a bad way.
Yup. That is facts. That is facts.
So I would post the content the correct way, right? Breaks, I would edit it correctly. And then I would essentially go and I would look at the top creators who are doing on Call of Duty right now and see how they're editing their videos. And I would try to mimic it in my own way. Mm-hmm. But they're all going to have something in common. Their videos are all going to be like, yo, what's up, guys? Today I went out, blah, blah, blah. And then the second they have to take a break, their video, you're going to see their camera cut. Because, and it's going to sound fluent, but the video's going to cut because they did it three or four different takes. Mm-hmm. And they cut it all together to make it one perfect flow.
Yep.
So that's what I would do. Is, and I guarantee within 2 months, you could have 10,000 followers. Yeah.
2 months. Okay.
But the thing is also is you have to ask for it. Like on TikTok, if you ask for it, you're going to get it. At the end of the video, like my big thing when I was playing was I would be like, yo, if you want to come hang out with the big fat goofy dude, come hang our big fat white goofy dude or something like that. I forget my exact phrase. It was like, you know, whatever. Like I'm a pretty goofy guy. I was like, you know, if you want to come hang out with the goofy dude, come hit that like and follow button. Like you got to ask for it in a certain way at the end of your videos. Mm-hmm. People will do it. And if you don't ask for it, people won't do it. I tested this on multiple accounts. People just making content, and then people at the end of their videos adding that little bit in there, and I've analytically put those accounts against each other. And I'm telling you right now, it is vastly beneficial to just ask for in a very slight way. And people, even successful YouTubers, will tell you, if they don't say, yo, hit that subscribe button, they're not going to get subscribers on videos that do millions of views.
I need to start doing that more. I have a bad habit of not doing it. I need to start doing that a lot more in my videos. I do it occasionally, but I need to do it a lot more. Like that extra call to action. Like, hey man, if you like any of the takes I made, like, follow for more. Boom, that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I need to start doing that more. So hey.
But you have to remember, if you're utilizing TikTok, you just can't put the logos. Like a lot of people I see, they're like, dude, my video's not getting views. And at the end, they'll be like, yo, hit that like and follow button. Go subscribe to my YouTube and I'll have the YouTube logo. Your video just got suppressed.
Video shot.
So you got, you know, that's why a lot of the successful creators, they'll be like, yo, follow me on the red app. Follow me on the purple app.
Gotcha. See this sauce right here. This sauce right here, man.
Yeah, dude.
So let's say if it wasn't a gaming channel, right? Is there anything that you would do that is somewhat different besides like post a couple videos, seeing what works, grinding out or milking that same sort of style of content as much as possible, and also including the lives and stuff like that in there? Are there anything else that you would add in if it wasn't a gaming page?
Yeah, so if it wasn't a game, if I was making a streaming page and I wanted a battle, what I would do personally is I would gain a community by mingling with a lot of people. So I've had a lot of success on TikTok, even for recruiting people to the agency and doing a lot of brand deals with, like, even some of the rappers I've worked with and stuff. Is my big thing is people tend to like me because I'm people say I'm a little more genuine than most people when it comes to the interactions I have with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I you know, working with some of the people I've worked with, I've noticed that people come in their chat and they're like, "Yo, let me play with you, man. Let me play with you." And they join and they're like, "Yo, man, everyone follow my Instagram." Like, I've known Fredo now for 4 years. I've never once asked for a single thing from him. He's offered to do insane things for me, dude. Fly me, buy me stuff, because, like, you know, I became really good friends with him. At one point, my computer was broken. Homeboy was like, "Yo, send me your address." I'm like, "Listen, dog, I love you, bro, but I'm not taking it's $3,000 to buy a new computer. $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that from you." And he told me one time, he was like, he called me one time out of nowhere, dude. I'm pretty sure he was, you know, he had a good night. And he was like, "Yo, you're my only friend that's never asked me for anything." You know what I mean? And this is like a couple years ago. And I'm like, "No, I love you, bro. You know, this and that." So, and even now moving on to TikTok, like, I've had success in just being more genuine and giving more. Instead of being there for 100 people, I'd rather be there for 20 in a more detailed way. And yeah, that's worked insane wonders for me. Dude, you'd be surprised, man. So the what I would do if I was creating a battle and I really wanted to become a battle and really wanted everyone on TikTok, I would create friends, dude. I would literally go live, and people do boxes, right? They'll go on, they'll do boxes, dude. So they'd be like 30, not 30, they'll be like up to 9 people in boxes, and they'll just talk and hang out. What I would do is I would just go and join those every single night. I would just meet people and just, like, make a friend group, dude. You know what I mean? And just, like, slowly but surely be a part of, like, 3 to 4 different friend groups. This is one of my top creators does this. And just be myself, be genuine. Like, you know, have a directive. Like, I want to be a battler. But also, like, you can want to revenue and be a good person at the same time.
Yeah, you can do both. Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, but there's also people who just want a revenue and they're just trying to use people, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's like a very, very fine line when it's like, you know, and this is part of the reason why I could never battle, is because I have so many connections that I feel like I would just, you know what I mean? I would feel bad being like, "Yo, throw for me," you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's a community, and that's the thing on TikTok, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if I really wanted to make a successful battle account, that's what I would do. I would post videos, random videos, because battler TikTok accounts are all like random, them in battles winning, or you know what I mean? A lot of the top battlers on TikTok are the nicest people ever, and they'll battle with smaller creators to help them grow. A lot of them. Like, one of my larger creators, she's up and coming. She was battling with Jeffree Star the other day. Randomly, she was battling with Dax the Rapper. She was battling with, like, she's been sending me pictures. She's like, "Yo, all these people." And I'm like, "Dude, it's because you're a genuinely nice person. Like, you are a genuine person." So, I would create videos. I would intermingle with things. And, like again, on TikTok, you know, gifting is a big thing. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, I even as an agency manager right now, I don't gift on TikTok. I manage too many creators right now to ever give that sort of love and support to one that I can't give it to all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I never gift people on TikTok. And not that I don't want to. I want to, dude. But I would feel, like, just absolutely shitty if I'm like, yo, Ranks, here you go. And that's like, homeboy over here was like, "Hey, like, I had a really big battle. You didn't throw for me." And I'm like, "Yeah, I just had a..." It becomes a thing.
And then you got to explain yourself. And
I'm like,
"Yeah,
well, I just had 1,000 coins because I made it on my live gaming. Like, randomly, somebody threw a galaxy. Like, you know." So just to avoid that, I don't gift nobody. I don't.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I keep it flat. But you can gain a community by not gifting. You know, you can just be Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So if I was creating a battle account, that's what I would do. I would make videos. I would intermingle with a lot of as many people as I could. I would join the boxes, you know what I mean? And if I was making a... They call them shows on TikTok.
Okay.
So the Burn Beauty 2018, she does a makeup and beauty show. We have another creator who does an awareness show of a disability her daughter has. They call those shows because they're not battling and they're not gaming. So it's like a category. Oh, look, the people who have like the watermelon, they're putting the
rubber bands on
rubber bands on them, right? Like, it's, you know, yeah. We categorize that as a show, right? Mm-hmm. They're like putting on a show for people. So, those creators, a little easier. You know, you put a rubber band on a water balloon. On the balloon, you post the fucking, you know, the blow up of it, it's gonna get views. If you do like Burn Beauty 2018, she gets a lot of stuff in her mail. You know, she like does videos on it, blah blah blah. If I was doing a show, I would pick my theme of what kind of show I was gonna do. Would it be, you know, am I gonna talk about MMA? Am I gonna talk about current events? Am I gonna talk about this? And I would stick to that scope and I would just make it a wider scope of that, but that being the main point. I was telling one of my creators who wants to grow, that she wants to do a specific type of content.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, nobody cares about that content. But if you, like, for example, if I was the best grape counter in the freaking world, right? I got 20 grapes in front of me and I can count them in a second. Dude, nobody cares, okay? But if I was a grape counter who was telling you about a time that my dad punched a semi truck and it was a funny story, and in it I'm counting grapes, now you guys are getting what I want to get you, but I'm going to have a wider variety because I'm doing more things.
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine somebody's telling a story, right? They're just counting the grapes, just picking them off. And there's like a counter, and then right at the end of the story, they'll be like, okay, without looking, that was 156 grapes. And then they got the number right. Like, imagine you'd be like, even like, yeah. It'll surprise you. Like, damn, they got this shit right. And the story was tough. It's like that little edge. And they may be there for the story, or they may be there just to see if you're actually going to get it right every single time. You know what I'm saying? One of those things. You know what I'm saying? There's easy ways to put spins on it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I mean, think about it this way. How many times, I mean, I'm guilty of this bad. How many times have you been scrolling on TikTok and you see somebody telling a story, or it's like a movie and the other half is a guy cutting vegetables?
Bruh. Dude, you I've just done it with it. Podcast clips too when I got the GTA on the bottom.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I'd be invested.
You fell victim of exactly what I just said. But at the end of the day, you're watching the dude cut vegetables, dude. Exactly. I mean, you listen to the other part, and people can argue that all day. Well, no, he was watching that part. All right, but you still watch the guy cut vegetables. At the end of the day, you still watch the dude cut vegetables. So if your main directive is, if I was trying to raise awareness of beach towels giving some sort of skin condition, right? Nobody cares. Nobody fucking get a new towel, dude. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares. Get a different type of towel. But if I was a guy who was doing that, on the other side of my screen was a story time of something, dude, people are gonna see it. You know what I mean? And then they're gonna be like, what is this guy talking about? And then I'm raising more awareness. So basically my point is, if you're raising awareness to something nobody cares about, you're not gonna get the awareness you want. But if you're raising awareness as a counter to something that people want to watch, you're gonna get way more eyes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my directive. I was starting a brand new show, TikTok, and I wanted to basically talk about one thing that didn't maybe have the biggest audience.
Mm-hmm.
I would create an audience outside of it and funnel people into that one thing, as many as I could.
That's the sauce right there, man. That's the sauce right there. I had to ask because, like I said, you know so much now. So it's like, it'd be like, what, man, if I knew, because we all had those moments where, like, man, if only I knew that back then, or if I only knew to do this back then, or if I started that earlier. But I was just like, now it's like, all right, let's make a hypothetical. If you had that opportunity to do it, how would you attack it? And everybody would take, you know what I'm saying? Especially somebody with as much knowledge as you have. 10K in probably like 2 weeks. 10K probably like 2 weeks. Like, you got all the keys to the kingdom, you know what I'm saying? ain't no way you're gonna fail. So for sure, I had to ask that question. I had to ask that question. And hopefully everybody's listening, you learned a little something from that as well. So now, I do gotta ask, for Bank Productions, are there any future plans that y'all got? Anything y'all got in the works? Anything that you guys are planning to do that you can't speak on? You know what I'm saying? If there's certain things you don't want to speak on, please do not speak on it. Don't spoil it. But if there's something, you know what I'm saying, anything that you wouldn't mind sharing with the audience, you got any future plans, any things in the works?
Yeah, so on the TikTok side of things or on the production side of things? Because we do... Bang Productions is one of the largest production companies in the U.S., so they do a lot.
Let's say production.
Yeah, so they do constant shows. They currently house one of the largest comedic tours in the U.S. Not one of them. They house the largest comedic tour in the U.S. They currently executive produce two TV shows. They do. They have produced multiple movies. And so in the future, what they have planned right now is they're working very closely with a few A-list country artists that are big time. And they're bringing on another one. I can't say her name yet. I don't think I can anyways. I won't. But
yeah, don't
they bring on another very, very large creator or country artist to produce. They also work in the film industry, so they're helping in the near future. They're actually starting multiple content series with large creators. Mm-hmm. Bang Productions, the CEO of Bang Productions, has a podcast where he gets like the most crazy guests. Like the other day, he had an FBI agent, the actual FBI agent that took down the Queen of Colombia. No, not Colombia. Yeah, Colombia.
Wow.
The FBI agent who arrested or I don't exactly know. I didn't look into it yet. I haven't listened to the podcast yet. But I don't know if he killed her or he arrested her or he took her down. I don't know the exact story. But he did a podcast with that guy. And I'm like, how do you, like, what the heck? And he does podcasts with, you know, celebrities. He does podcasts with just crazy people. Like, every one of his podcasts, he's got, like, this something out of pocket. It's like, oh, this is this guy was knighted. He had one podcast with the guy who was knighted by the Queen of England.
Wow.
So he does that. And that his podcast does, I don't know how it does, actually, to be really honest with you.
What is it called?
I'm assuming it as well. His podcast is called the Unimpressed COD Podcast.
The way you're describing it, I'm already sold.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, the thing about him is he's very, very successful in the industry for years now. So I mean, he's been in production, he's helped, I mean, he's produced people like Jelly Roll, Darius Rucker, or forget his last name. Darius Rucker, is that his name? Let's ask my wife; she knows him. The country artist Darius, whatever his last name. He did work with a few other like really big names. Like he was somebody who did like started those guys and helped them, you know, get off the ground and or maybe not even get off the ground, but help them in their later stages. Or I don't exactly know what stage, but he produced those guys at some point in time. He's been in the industry for a very long time, mainly in the film, TV area, and the live shows area for like artists, you know, like country artists and his comedy tour that he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, say less than that's. That's why I dash, you know what I'm saying? Just to see if y'all got anything cooking, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got any plans, you know what I'm saying? That's always why I gotta ask, you know. But I got another question, somewhat similar to that. But my next question I got is, who would you want to see on the next episode of the One Shot Podcast? Now, what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, you got somebody, you're like, hey, man, this would be an amazing guest to have on. This would be an amazing person to have maybe like a conversation with, whatever it is. Who would that be? Or it could be more than one person, to be honest.
Ooh, who would that be, dude? Mm. Oh man. I mean, oof. There's quite a few, especially if you're. I mean, what's the topic gonna be? Do you know, or you make it up as you come with the guests?
Low key, if somebody refers me guests, I look through all the guests and I'm like, all right, Ben, if I could have a great conversation with them, I reach out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've dealt with people that are not fully gamers. Some people maybe in the fitness industry, maybe they do strictly content, maybe they are authors. You know, the horizon's wide. You know what I'm saying? The horizon's wide. The spectrum's wide. So definitely.
Yeah, I mean, dude, they're Steve Vosh, who owns the world's smallest gym.
Okay.
he's in LA. Yeah, he's in LA. He's super successful. He's turning it into a chain.
Wow.
He loves to be on podcasts. Dude, he loves to talk about a story because he's an immigrant. Came to the U.S. and now he owns a freaking gym. He was on unemployment. Like when he very first came, you know, he couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted to hire him. He has an incredible story, dude. Incredible story. Now he owns the world's, you know, they call him small gyms, the world's smallest gym. It's like a little old gas station. He turned into a gym. And he's a bodybuilder, dude. He trained with Arnold.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, so he trained with him. Like he used to live with him, and now he's killing it, dude.
Nice.
He loves to go on podcasts. He's the friendliest guy ever. You know what I mean? He's like somebody who came with the American dream and did it, and is just super. Like he's super grateful and blessed, dude. He would be. And he's in the fitness too. He's in fitness, and he has an incredible story.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I practically sleep in the gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Fitness changed my life permanently. So hey. I'm there with it, to be honest, and I'm there with it. How do you spell his last name? You said Theo Vosh. Is it like V-O-S-H?
Hold on. Let me look him up on Instagram. Oh, here we go. His name on Instagram is Ironhead.
Ah, gotcha.
His name is Siavosh, S-I-A-V-A-S-H. Foshy, F-A-S-H-I.
A founder of the six-pack gym. Okay, now I see it. Now I see it. There we go. Okay. We got one. My boy Sia. Any other possible recommendations you got in the stash? Any other possible recommendations?
I mean, shoot, dude. There's...
That's why I asked, man. I know. Some people just got a bunch of people they could think of, man.
Yeah, I was going to say. We have a lot of gamers on the agency that, dude, would love to do this. Some of them are averaging thousands of viewers on TikTok. Their average viewership is, you know, anywhere from 500 to, like, 1,500, depending. And we have, we have Forgive Social, who's like one of the large, he's like up and coming. He's one of the largest creators on our gamers on TikTok now. And he's like only been doing it for 1 month today.
Man, that's some movement right there. You said Forgive Social?
Yeah, Forgive Social.
Gotcha. See, that's usually why I ask, because I'm like, usually the guests I currently already have on, they usually vouch for that next person. They're like, this person would be great for such reason, which already makes a positive bias in my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm already like, okay, this other person's already a great person. They already vouched for them. They already described them. Boom, we can get them in. You know what I'm saying? That's usually why I ask.
To Forgive Social, if he was down, like, I don't know if he's down or not. If he is down, he would be almost the perfect person to counter up with this because he is a successful creator on the platform. And he's only been doing it a month. Today's his 31st day, dude. He's only been doing it a month.
My boy been doing this thing, man. Shout out for Give Social. He been doing this thing for a month?
Dude, only a month, dude. He's killing it, dude.
Shout out that guy, man. He doing this thing, man. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? We got two solid guests. Also, by the way, if you got anybody else that you're like, hey, man, this would be a great person, get them on, boom. I'm one message away, you know what I'm saying? But let me know. But we got two solid guests that we could bring on, you know what I'm saying? But this is partially where we wrap things up towards the end of the podcast episode. Hey, my boy Super, I just want to say I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for one, tuning in and giving me so much insight. I didn't know this much, like, in regards to the platform of TikTok. And I guarantee you, somebody listening didn't know this much as well. You know what I'm saying? You probably changed somebody's life right now. They're probably like, you know what? They're putting everything down. Like, I'm going to change my life right now. I'm going to go crazy. And somebody might just skyrocket. They may hit you up one day and be like, hey, man, I'm saying, I heard what you said, or hey, man, I'm part of the agency. I took some of your advice. You changed my life, man. That means the absolute world. So, hey, man, you are the person to do it, man. You're already doing it right now. You changed my life right now. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I just want to appreciate you. I want to thank you so much for making it to this episode of the One Shot Podcast. For anybody listening right now, tuning in, check out my boy Super on all platforms. For the most part, you're a super very cool guy on pretty much all your socials, right? TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, I'm there everywhere.
Yep.
I think I'm the only person dumb enough to.
The handle's gonna stick out, man. You can't forget it, bro. You can't forget it.
Yeah.
For sure, man. So Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, check them out on all the platforms. Make sure you also check out, you know what I'm saying, Bank Productions as well. Check out their website, check out their socials as well. Check them all out, you know what I'm saying? Show my boy some love. Cause hey, he you know what I'm saying? He's spreading out, she's spreading sauce, not only just me, but to anybody who's listening, tuning into this episode of the podcast as well. And also to everybody, you know what I'm saying, who's listening and made it this far, make sure you guys follow Team Havoc Studios on all of our social platforms as well. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. And follow us on Spotify as well for the video versions of these podcasts. Subscribe, turn on notifications, follow on Spotify for the notifications. That way you know when this podcast goes up or the next one. You know what I'm saying? You never know who we're going to have on next. So, my boy Super, any final thoughts for anybody listening? Any questions for me at all?
No, man. I appreciate you for having me on. This is a lot of fun.
For sure, man. Hey, that's what you got to say. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of the podcast. We out of here. Peace.